USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives joins the Senate in approving legislation that would temporarily end the partial government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he hopes there's never a repeat of this situation.
I hope the experience of the last 35 days has taught us that we should never repeat this exercise of shutting down government again.
But a shutdown could occur again February 15th if a bipartisan conference committee can't come up with an agreement for border security and the president's demand for a barrier.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the defense of our great country. We cannot surrender operational control over the nation's borders to foreign cartels, traffickers, and smugglers.
Around 800,000 federal workers missed their second paycheck this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.